Okay, I'm sitting here with Chase Antonacci, who graduated high school 3 years ago. Chase is a Cashel Hall grad and is currently studying cognitive neuroscience at WashU. We just thought it would be good to chat with Chase. Chase has done some really good things in the last 3 years, and we just want to get that word out. So Chase, tell us a little bit about how you became involved with Tyra, and how was that experience?
So originally, before I started rowing, I had been playing soccer for about 3 years, competitive soccer. And at the end of my freshman year of high school, I was looking for something new. Soccer just wasn't really my thing. And I had seen advertisements for Tyra at that time, Tulsa Rowing Club Juniors. And I remember I went out one day just to try it out, and I met you, and I remember I met Coach Ariel, who showed me, went through the arms, body, legs, body, arms, and the whole, it was a great group of novice guys. And I thought something that I really found different at Tyra from other sports I've played is, I think, really the community and the support, the supportive coaches and the mentors that were there, that I think were really focused on helping each individual athlete improve and achieve, you know, achieve their personal best and do it, you know, improve as much as they could. And yeah, I think it was a really unique sort of supportive environment that kept me with it, and ended, you know, led me to rowing in college, and has kept me rowing till now.
So you were pretty successful, I think, your senior year. I think you went to nationals, is that correct?
Yeah, we went to, with Coach Hartwell and me and the other lightweight four, we went to nationals in 2015.
That was kind of the end of your high school career. And then you went on to go to WashU out there in St. Louis. And what prompted you to go and go to college at WashU?
So I had been looking around at a lot of schools, like most people, but I think I really, originally going to WashU, I didn't think I was going to row, or I didn't expect to row at first. And so I really, you know, I went there for the academic program, and something that really struck me, especially about WashU, is that I thought, sort of similar to Tyra, everyone I met there when I was visiting schools was like very nice and welcoming, and they seemed to be very interested in, you know, the student themselves, helping you sort of grow and develop. And I think what I found when I started my freshman year is that meeting people on the rowing team, it was sort of very similar, that atmosphere carried through to student groups as well. And so, yeah, I decided to go out and try and join the team, and it was a really good decision.
Well, what were the basic differences? How was college rowing different from high school rowing in your experience?
I think they're definitely actually, you know, probably more similar than different. Something that's interesting is that you obviously meet a lot of people who row different places in high school, and there's a whole, you know, with different coaches, you have to learn, like, in some ways, you have to learn, like, new ways of rowing or, like, change things. But in general, I think the sort of atmosphere and the culture around rowing is in college is actually pretty similar to what it is in high school. It's, like, this still supportive, sort of really tight-knit group of people who tend to be driven in a lot of ways besides rowing too.
Cool. And so this past year, this was your junior year, you just finished your junior year. It was a pretty exciting year for you. Tell us a little bit about the fall. I think you were rowing the eight and some of your successes in the eight. Were you stroking the eight at one point?
Yeah, I was stroking the eight for, I think, all for the head of the Oklahoma and the Hooch, so most of the big races last fall.
And how'd you do with the head of the Oklahoma?
So we won the head of the Oklahoma in the collegiate eight, and then at the head of the Hooch was the other big race where we rode the eight. And we got third at that.
And how many, explain a little bit to the listeners, the head of the hooch is kind of the second biggest full head race in the U.S. rowing calendar. So how many other crews were you up against in that collegiate eight at the hooch?
I don't quite remember. I'd say probably, I'm guessing it was probably around 30 to 40 other boats. But yeah, it's a great regatta in Chattanooga in the fall every year. There's tons of crews from all over sort of the South and Central United States especially. And it's a really exciting event. It was really exciting to do well at that.
And then as the season progressed this past March, by around about springtime, you guys got back on the water. And at some point you switched from the eight to rowing the pair. So kind of how was that experience? I mean, what prompted that move?
So I think going, looking into what our final, like our boats would be going into Accra, our coach, and Coach Black, wanted to break down into a four and a pair because those boats would probably be more competitive than rowing the eight through Accra. And so we had he'd been looking for different four combinations, initially interested in prioritizing the four. But it happened that all of the heavyweight guys ended up in the four, whereas Brooks and I both ended up in the pair. But I think we were both pretty happy about that just because it was a more sort of technically proficient boat than the four would have been. It ended up turning out really well.
So what was the name of your partner?
His name is Brooks Becker.
Where is he from?
He's from Chicago.
And how would you say, you must be pretty compatible given your results?
Yeah, I think we get along pretty well. We definitely get along pretty well. He also rowed in high school at St. Ignatius up in Chicago as well. And so I think we both probably row in a pretty similar way and just get along pretty well in general. So
two of the biggest events in the club collegiate calendar are CIRA and Accra. CIRA comes first, and when you raced at CIRA, how did that go?
It went really well. We ended up winning CIRA by, I think, 25 seconds or something like that, pretty decent margin. And we definitely, both going into CIRA and Accra, I don't think we expected to do as well as we did. But yeah, it turned out pretty well. It's funny because a lot of the guys, a lot of the other boats that we were competing against, I think there are these big guys who look much sort of stronger and bigger than we were. But I think it all comes down, like so much of it comes down to how well and how efficiently you row. And that really, it does a lot for you if you can row well and move the boat along. And so, yeah, it was sort of nice coming in a way feeling like a bit of an underdog or being underestimated by the other boats and then ending up winning. So, yeah.
So 25 seconds is a pretty big margin.
It was a pretty big margin, yeah. Definitely unexpected, but it was a lot of fun. So, and then at Accra, we were hoping, just from looking at the WIRA results.
So just a little bit about Accra for the listeners. Accra is, what does that stand for?
It's American Collegiate Rowing Association.
And what is the significance of that event?
So Accra is like the it's like the club national championship for collegiate rowing. Most, there are a handful of varsity men's collegiate teams in the United States, but there are a lot more collegiate teams who compete on the club level on the men's side, and so Accra is sort of the final national championship for them.
And going into that, you must have been feeling fairly confident. How do you think you were going to do going into Accra after CIRA?
I mean, I think we had definitely hoped to do well, like from the CIRA results. But you know, Michigan's going to be there. A lot of teams that don't go to CIRA, all the West Coast teams are always pretty good. And so we were looking at the WIRA results, and I think we had hoped to get around top eight is what we were, you know, shooting for at least. And then after we got there and we went through the time trial, and we were both really surprised that we ended up winning the time trial. So
the time trial, just for those who wouldn't know what that means, what does the time trial involve?
The time trial, it's It's sort of the first, it's the first race of the event of ACRA for most boats, and so it has, they have you going off down the course, not side by side, but usually one boat every like 15 to 30 seconds, and then how you place in the time trial will determine whether or not you go to reps or to the semifinals. So you want to do as well in the time trial as you can to have the best chance of moving forward.
And you guys were first after that time trial, so at that point you knew it was on.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, you knew you were in a shot for a medal at that point.
Yeah, it, so was, it was really exciting.
How are you feeling just before the final? Like, how are you feeling?
I think we were both really nervous because we, during the time trial, the boat that got second was Arizona State, and they were 4 seconds off us. And then in the semis, they were in a different semi than we were, and they were 2 seconds off of us. So we knew they were definitely competition to be recognized and acknowledged. And so I think we were nervous, but you know, our mentality was kind of like, you know, just got to take care of business, row well, row our own race, do what we know how to do, and focus it in. And it ended up working. It was surprising because usually during all of our races, we had a pretty quick start and we were up off the start. And that's how it was in semis too at ACRA. But off the start, we were about even with them. And then for the first thousand meters, they were actually pulled ahead by maybe 3/4 of boat length to a full boat length or something like that. And then we made a big move right past 1,000, and we started to pull it back. And so for most of the second half, we were actually ahead of them, probably about by a boat length or so. But then it was really nerve-wracking in the last 250 meters or so.
I remember watching it.
Yeah, because they Arizona State made a huge charge, a huge move. We still ended up winning, but it was by 0.15 seconds. And so I remember when we crossed the finish line, we actually thought we lost because we looked over and they were both cheering. So we thought we had just lost it. Then we were waiting there because we knew we were in the top three. And so the official announced the order in which you go to the medal dock to get your medals. And so we had to wait for a while because I guess they were looking at the photo finish or whatever. But then she called out third Michigan, and I thought she was going to say second WashU, but she said second Arizona, and so that's when I knew that we had won.
It must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Definitely, even after rowing for 6 years, I don't think, you know, have definitely not done that well at any major regatta, so it was really exciting.
So you're a national champion now.
Yeah.
So it must feel pretty good.
Yeah.
What's the plan moving forward into your senior year? How do you think that's going to go?
I think, you know, it's hard to be for sure, but I think Coach Black is probably going to try and prioritize the 4 again for the fall, though we're definitely going to row the 8. And I hope to be in, we're going back to the head of the Charles this year in the men's 4 and the women's 4, so I definitely hope to be in that boat.
Head of the Charles.
So, yeah, that's what I'm, you know, crossing my fingers, hopefully looking forward to.
Have you rode at the head of the Charles before?
Yeah, we rode our senior year.
Your senior year?
Here at Tyre at the head of the Charles, yeah. Which was, you know, it was an incredible event. It was awesome to go to, so I'd love to go back.
Well, that would be great if you're at the head of the Charles.
Yeah.
We're watching that. Just to kind of finish with, I know your degree is in cognitive neuroscience. You're here in Tulsa over the summer doing a little bit of research. Could you tell us a little bit about that research as much as you can?
Yeah. So I'm working under Dr. Amanda Morris over at the Laureate Institute for Brain Research. And I'm working on a project called the Dyadic Interbrain Signaling Study. And it's an fMRI study looking at parents and their adolescent children. And so the study is basically looking at the neural response data when both the parents and the children and their kids are in the scanner together having a conversation. And essentially the major aim of the study is to use that neural response data as a proxy for predicting the development of depression in adolescents and the adolescent participants.
So they've got you learning some programming languages and things like that.
Yeah, this summer I'm mainly focused on learning the software that they use for analyzing and processing the functional neuroimaging data, which is really exciting. It's pretty complex and dense, but it's very interesting, and it's exciting to learn that for sure. It's like I've taken cognitive neuroscience classes at school and for my major, but actually getting, you know, to be hands-on and work with the data and do what a cognitive neuroscientist does is really exciting.
That's awesome. Well, thanks very much for spending a bit of time with us today. I know people will be excited to hear how you're doing. We wish you the best of luck for your final year of college and moving forward, and appreciate you spending some time.
Sure, thank you.